Hello, all. I did see the questionnaire, so I figure I'll go ahead and give my response to it. Let's see. Question number one is, what is your gender and sexual orientation? Well, I'm a female, since we asked about gender, and I'm bisexual. I've identified myself as bisexual since I was in my late teens. And yeah, so there you have that. What gets me turned on? Oh gosh. What gets me turned on? Well, I love a sexy voice, obviously. I do love the sound of voices, accents, foreign languages, anything really that involves oral stimulation, I'm usually quite fond of. So that's one thing that gets me turned on. Erotic pictures, I do, because I write, when I see a picture, I can see a full scene. I could see, in my mind everything that is happening in that picture, or at least or what I think is happening in the picture. So I enjoy looking at pictures. Video, not so much. I'm not a big video watcher. But yeah, but I do enjoy looking at pictures. Erotic writing is something also that is a big turn on. If somebody has quite a way with words, I'm probably all over that. So I don't think I'll ramble on too much more on that topic. Let's see. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Oh gosh, I don't think that there's any one thing that defines how or what my sexuality is. It's like I like kinky stuff. I like vanilla. I like too many different things to really narrow it down and, put it into some neat little box. I try not to do that. I try to defy all of those things. What is my favorite sexual act? That's question number four. My favorite sexual act. Oh gosh, I would say that lately, it has gone towards orally pleasuring my lover. Oh gosh, I'm quite fond of that right now. Honestly, just a little background on it is I wasn't very fond of actually giving head before, or performing oral sex on men before, just because I had bad experiences with it. But I've been kind of coming into my own with that, and it's made things a little bit more exciting. So, I would say that's my favorite sexual act right now. Another favorite sexual act is spanking. I enjoy that. Not to the to, just a l light taps. I'm not into, a lot of pain. I'd rather not do that. Excuse me. Let's see. Number five. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Oh gosh. Having a sense of humor, being able to, laugh at themselves and at just the world in general. That's a good thing. And I know that's not really like a seduction move, but a sense of humor is so undervalued, really. It really is. Just being able to hold a conversation. I can listen to a man or a woman speak for hours and hours upon hours, I'm a really good listener, and I'd much rather listen than speak any day of the week, actually. let's see. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Oh gosh, that's question number six. A good sexual encounter is one that leaves both partners satisfied, both partners laughing, because a good orgasm, at least for me, is one where you can just express pure joy and laugh at it. And you're just cuddled up and chit-chatting about it and just basking in the afterglow, I guess is the best way to describe that. Number seven, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear? And how do you prepare yourself? I don't know. I don't really have anything in specific that I would wear or anything to feel sexy. I think when, before I don't know. That's kind of funny. I'm gonna go ahead and leave my little stutter in there because I'm actually kind of speechless with that one. I don't know. I think when I'm, really trying to, I guess, put on a sexy face, if you want to call it that, I'll wear red. I love red, so I'll wear it. Also, I would probably do something different with my hair. Normally, depending on how I'm feeling about it, I'll try to do something different with my hair, maybe to play up my, my neck or, just something just to make features stand out. So, I'll say that. Number 8. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Oh my. Says it could be a hero, heroine, actor, actress, etc. I would say an actress I have had a major crush on for years is Catherine Zeta-Jones. I think she is incredibly gorgeous. She is a great actress, but she's hot. Oh my God, she's hot, and I've always thought she was sexy. On the flip side, I really think that Paul Walker is pretty sexy. Oh God, he's hot. And I'm not really into blondes, so that says something. I don't think that there's like a superhero or, okay, that's just a little, I am geeky, but I'm not gonna answer that. We won't talk about fictional characters, too much. Okay, one fictional character I was one is Eric Northman, the vampire in the Sookie Stackhouse novels. How hot! I love my Vikings, my Viking vampire. He is just gorgeous. So, okay, I rambled on about that one enough, so we'll move on. Let's see. Number 9. Who turns you on the most in your life? What turns me on, or who turns me on the most in my life? My lover. My husband. I am married. I'm still turned on by him. He still does things that surprise me, and I can't say that anyone, well, other than little crushes that I may have here and there, and they know who they are. Those are the people that really turn me on the most. So yeah, that's that one. What's the next one? What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I don't know. Name calling is something that it's really kind of situation specific sort of thing. So it's not something that I would want all the time, but of course, when you have a partner that you've had for a long time, of course you have your pet names and such for each other. So, I like to be called those. Won't say what those are, but in certain situations, if things are, like say a rougher si sex scene or something like that, a little bit of name calling is ca actually kind of sexy. Nothing too harsh though. I there's some words I just can't. I don't. I just can't not find sexy at all. Let's see here. Now, what's the next question? Number 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Wow. Being super flexible, which is one of the examples here, would be great. I think that would be good. Another sexual talent. Let's see. I don't know. So actually, I would say a sexual talent that I wish I had was that I wish I could be a little bit more dominant, a little bit more aggressive. I'm not. I have my moments, but overall and in general, I'm not a very sexually dominant, sexually aggressive woman. So I kind of wished I were. So yeah, so that's a talent that I wish I had. Number 12. How did I find out about GWA and why did I start posting? I found out about Gone Wild Audio through another sound site, actually, a post from SoundCloud from another member, and I don't know if he even still posts, but I can tell you it was a very sexy, very hot post. And when I followed his SoundCloud link, he had done a verification audio for GWA, and that's how I found the site. So that's how I got here. Why did I start posting? Well, I had a couple of audios that I enjoyed making and figured that others might enjoy it as well. So with that, I went ahead and posted them, and then, I got to enjoy some of the posts that you guys created. So, it's been a wonderful little, find. I was lucky to get here, so thank you. What is my dirtiest fantasy? Oh gosh. Oh my gosh. That's question number 13. My dirtiest fantasy. Oh God. I think my dirtiest fantasy would be, it's a group sex fantasy, definitely. And not just a group sex fantasy, but it's also an exhibitionist group sex fantasy. So, involving, just multiple people, not as some screaming, out of control orgy, but ritual sex. I think that would be the best way to describe it. Sensual, sexy, but ritualistic in nature. So that's, I mean, and I don't know if that's really considered dirty, but it's one of my fantasies. What is the kinkiest sex that I've ever had? Oh gosh. I don't. Well, depends, because everyone's kink is subjective. It really is. Kinkiest sex for me, I guess, would be through just kind of sensory deprivation, but being blindfolded and listening to sound through headphones while having sex, which was actually pretty hot. It was very, I felt like everything was just heightened because I couldn't see and I couldn't hear other than what was going on in my headphones. And I thought that that was pretty sexy, and something that I would absolutely do again. Let's see. And the last question is number 15. What is your favorite part of your body and why? Gosh, I think my favorite part of my body would be my legs. I might have to post a picture of them maybe to go along with this audio. We'll see how that works out. I like my legs. I don't know exactly why, but because my husband likes them, I guess, is one of them. And two, I actually like the way my legs look when I wear my boots. I have a pair of knee-high black leather boots that I love. And it's just too hot to wear them right now. So I haven't worn them in a while, but I just like the way they look. So, yeah, that's about it. Gosh, we're going into almost I think 14 minutes on this. So, I think I talk a little fast and I'm sorry about that. But I did want to participate in the questionnaire section and, go ahead and, share a few things about myself because it's been a while since I posted anything and I know I'm overdue for that. So I will go ahead and share this with you and I look forward to listening to more of your posts. See you next time. Bye.